What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And you want to get your side out?
Yes, sir. We want to be able to tell people why we did what we did and how we feel that there's more to this story than just what was reported to our commandant.
All right. A young man, R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. This is a military academy in Altadena, California. Is it a high school level?
It is a college preparatory level, yes, sir.
And you are a junior cadet?
Yes, sir.
All right, on the, it was the 7th of March, you and other members of your academy, other students, you were in your uniform?
We were in our cadet dress uniform. We had attended a formal dance at one of the girls' schools here, which is a girls' preparatory high school called Meadow Oaks. And we were with a couple of the young ladies in Pasadena, which is a city adjacent to Altadena. We were on our way from a movie theater, and we seen on the corner a man who had identified himself as a Vietnam veteran. He had a sign that said, Vietnam veteran.
Was this one of these cardboard signs that we often see homeless folks make up?
That's correct, sir. It was a brown cardboard sign.
And what did it say on it?
Well, the sign said, Vietnam veteran, homeless and hungry. That's when we decided that it was not likely. As a matter of fact, we didn't think it was likely at all that a former member of the United States military, especially a man who had served in combat, would lower himself, I guess, to the level of begging for food, and also that the U.S. government takes care of members of the military.
Now, I want to ask you something, young man. Did this man have a prosthetic leg?
He had what I guess you'd commonly refer to as a peg leg, but it was like a wooden post kind of prosthetic leg with sort of a rubber tip on the end of it. I mean, it was, for all appearances, a peg leg. And
now, the commandant, I don't mean to interrupt you, your commandant, Commandant Wireman, indicated that you gentlemen, you young men, and how many of there were you?
There were four of us. Myself, Cadet Chris Sorensen, Jim Caver, and another cadet from our senior cadet class, William Swanson. And what we did, and what Commandant Wireman is correct in saying, we roughed him up, and that's all we did to send a message. And it's been taken and blown out of proportions. My father in Northern California has been informed, and I think it's been blown out of the proportions. And that's why we wanted to talk about it.
All right, you roughed this man up. What did you do exactly? Did you punch him?
No, sir.
Did you hit him?
No, sir. We pushed him over. He was sitting on some kind of a stool. We pushed him over. We took the sign that he had and threw it into the street. And it was one of the cadets, I think it was Cadet Sorensen, because I believe he identified himself, pulled the peg leg off of the man and kept it.
And all right, now you guys walked around the rest of the night with this man's leg. Playing. What were you doing with it? Using it as a baseball bat?
No, I mean, you know, we found a golf ball and hit a golf ball with it, and that's what initially, God, we shouldn't have done that. That's what got the police over there. But
all right, let me talk to you about something here. And we're talking with R.C. Collins, who, if you've read the news, this young man, along with three of his cadet classmates, they're from a military academy, roughed up a man who they said was impersonating a Vietnam veteran. The man was sitting basically panhandling money. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And he was on the corner of Colorado and Bonita in Pasadena?
Yes.
And you guys roughed him up by pushing him over, taking this prosthetic wooden leg of his, and throwing his sign in the street. Now, you don't believe he was a Vietnam veteran?
No, sir, not at all. And the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of these homeless, and I've seen them, and a lot of people have seen them, where they say, yeah, hi, I'm a Vietnam veteran, I need food, yeah, hi. You know, no way that there's that many Vietnam vets sitting there panhandling food like a bum or a hobo. And so we were outraged by this. We love our country. We also respect the military. And we were very much outraged by it.
Well, the commandant says you roughed this guy up by pushing him over and throwing his signs. You say you didn't hit him, but you did take this man's leg. Now, even if the man was not a Vietnam veteran, taking his prosthetic leg, it was bound to be a hardship for this man.
Well, Mr. Henry, that's a good point, but I would submit to you that then maybe he shouldn't be going around and he shouldn't say, I'm a Vietnam veteran, when he's not.
All right, we're talking...
And the government also, Mr. Henry, not to interrupt you, but they give compensation to war vets. There's no way he was a war vet sitting there with a sign that said, yeah, hi, I'm a war vet.
All right, we're talking with R.C. Collins, a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, about a Vietnam veteran that he and three other cadets from this military academy, quote, roughed up. I say this, a homeless guy who was claiming to be a Vietnam veteran, he had a sign that said Vietnam vet, homeless and hungry. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's the sign that he had said that he indicated he was a Vietnam veteran and that he was homeless and that he was indeed hungry, yeah.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We talked to this young man. Now, I want to ask you, do you feel that this is the best possible way to deal with someone impersonating a Vietnam veteran?
I think it's pretty outrageous to say you're a Vietnam or any kind of a combat veteran when you're not. That's number one. Number two, to try to profit from it, I think, is a real disgrace. There was a man, and his name was Mitchell Page. He won the Congressional Medal of Honor. And he, during his lifetime, went around and found out guys that were calling themselves CMH winners when they weren't. And it was his job. And he felt it was his job to say to those guys, yeah, you didn't win the CMH, and to sort of, I guess what you'd...
To expose them.
Yes, sir, to expose them. To say you're a Vietnam veteran and have a sign that says, yeah, Vietnam vet, I'm homeless and hungry. First of all, there's no way you're a Vietnam veteran, and even if he was, he would never lower himself to be panhandling food, because the military teaches you to have pride in yourself, and not to be sitting there like a bum panhandling money. When we seen this guy, that's the thing that really outraged us, and we may have overreacted, but we felt it was necessary to do something. And
why not just call the police? You know what you could do? The Vietnam Veterans Association of America, those guys have they have ways of knowing whether or not a guy's a Vietnam vet. You could have called them up, asked them about it, gotten them some advice.
Well, we're pretty certain they would have said the same thing to us. Yeah, that's outrageous. And I'm pretty sure they would have told us to rough him up or something, because...
You think the Vietnam Veterans Association of America would ask you to rough up this guy?
If he's not a veteran, yeah.
And but if he was?
Well, there's no way. But I'm fairly confident that had we called the Vietnam Veterans of America and told them we seen a guy saying he's a veteran, and he's sitting there saying he's homeless and he's got a wooden peg leg, I'm pretty sure they would have said probably the thing to do is to rough him up. So that's what we did.
All right, well, the man was pushed over. The man had his sign thrown into the street. His leg was stolen. The police were alerted by this man. Did you encounter the police at the academy?
No, sir.
Well, who spoke with the police?
Commandant Wireman has relationships with the police department and the sheriff's department. He explained the situation that he would discipline us.
Okay, have you been given discipline from the academy?
Not yet. We're supposed to meet with the commandant, and we're supposed to meet with the administrative board tomorrow morning.
Do you anticipate what the punishment will be?
Well, I don't know if there will be punishment. They're going to ask us what happened. We'll tell them that we were outraged. We live by a code. We believe in the military. And we see some guy trying to act all, yeah, hi, I'm John Wayne. Well, guess what? You ain't John Wayne. And then show him what's up. Show him what time it is out on the street.
All right. 1-800. Show him what time it is out on the street. 1-800-449-8686. As we speak to R.C. Collins, a military cadet from an academy called Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, a man that they didn't believe was a Vietnam vet, a homeless guy with a sign that said, homeless vet, homeless and hungry, they roughed him up. Also, the man's prosthetic leg, which was seen to be a pretty elementary, basic one, it's a wooden one, was taken from the man. And at one point in the night, somebody found a golf ball on the street, and they were using it to hit golf balls. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, well, R.C. Collins is with me, and your other friends were Chris Sorensen.
Chris Sorensen, William Beaver, and John Goodman. These are all, two of them are junior cadets, one was a senior cadet. And we were, like I said, at a formal dance for the girls at Meadow Oaks, and then we went down to Pasadena to go to a movie. When we come out of the movie theater, that's when we seen this guy, and we were very, very, very outraged at it and roughed him up.
All right, but you guys didn't make any attempt to find out whether indeed he was a veteran.
Well, we went up to him. We said, you're a Vietnam veteran? And he said, yeah. And we said, yeah, sure. And we said, what are you doing out here like a bum? And he said, basically, he said, F you. And that's when we basically roughed him up.
How old do you think this man was?
Probably in his late 50s.
So four teenage boys in your military uniform, you're roughing up some guy in his late 50s. That doesn't sound very brave.
Well, Mr. Henry, it doesn't sound very brave to say you're a Vietnam veteran, and the closest you've been to the bad bush is, I don't even want to say, you know, but it's got something to do with Mama-san. And
Mama-san. All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Summer. Summer, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I just had some comments about what he's saying, because he doesn't have all his facts right, first of all.
Wait,
my father is a Vietnam veteran. You don't get money just because you were in a war.
No, but how do you know your dad's a Vietnam veteran?
Because I drive him personally down to the VA once a month, you know?
Yeah.
My father is disabled from the veteran. He's not sitting on the corner begging for money because
okay,
he gets compensation from the VA. But there are people down here in Arizona who are. You don't just get compensation because you were in a war. That's wrong. So you get compensated for the amount of disability that you have. If this man is, if he has PTSD, schizophrenia, and he hasn't been diagnosed, then as a cadet, should have told him to go to the VA and given him help. You don't have a radar that says you're not a Vietnam veteran. You are, you're not. You cannot know by personally looking at someone and looking at a sign and say, you are not a Vietnam veteran.
Ma'am, no guy with schizophrenia is going to know he's a Vietnam veteran. If he's got the schizo, he won't even know he's a Vietnam veteran.
That's not true. Do you know anything about Vietnam veterans? Do you know anything about the war? Do you
know
anything about any diagnosis that these people get? These are human beings.
I know enough about our military.
Whether they're not, whether they're a Vietnam veteran or whether they're not. And as a cadet, as someone who is trying to go into the military, your job should have been to help this man, not to beat him up for who he is or who he thinks he is.
Ma'am, I would be glad to help that man. Was he a member of the United States military?
You didn't help him.
But he wasn't a member of the military. He's a schizophrenic who's trying to con people into saying he's a Vietnam veteran.
How do you know he's trying to con people?
Yeah, how do you know?
Obviously, he's homeless. You don't have a radar that says you're
okay.
A veteran. You are not. You are not.
Let me ask you a question then. If you was in combat in Vietnam and your leg got blown free, they'd give you a proper prosthetic limb, not a peg leg.
But if he does not have access, first of all, because you're in the war, your leg can get blown off in the war. But my father just recently, like 4 years ago, had his leg amputated because of neuropathy, because of the war, because of Agent Orange.
Okay.
So everything that happens does not happen in the war. It happens after the war. If this man does not have proper access to the veterans hospital, then he cannot get proper help. If he's not properly diagnosed, then he cannot get proper help.
And that's all he did.
Your job should have been to help him.
Yeah, the young lady has practical experience with a Vietnam veteran who is disabled. Her father, okay?
I know that, Mr. Henry. Then why didn't this guy on the corner go get a proper leg instead of the leg that we took?
Because nobody was there to help him. You had the right opportunity
to send him to a veterans hospital.
You had the right opportunity to give him a car, give him a number, give him a ride to a hospital to get him help, and you did not. You could have given him a corner, or if you didn't want to help this man, you should have just walked on five. It's not your job to pick him up.
Okay, so what if I give the guy a ride?
That does nothing to help him. That does nothing but disgrace him and disgrace the country that you are trying to stand to fight for.
He disgraced the country by
fighting for my country,
for my veterans,
for my father, or for my grandfather.
Wait a second. He disgraced the country by saying he was in the NAM and he wasn't over in the NAM.
He disgraced the country by being homeless.
Look at.
Okay, so you go up to the thousands of people and you ask them one by one their stories, and that just because they're homeless does not mean that they cannot have fought in a war. Does not mean that they could not be a veteran.
How many guys are going to have signs? How many guys are going to have signs that say Vietnam vet, and they're all liars, and they're just trying to say, "Yeah, I'm hardcore. I was in the NAM."
What do you mean you're
hard? You know what these people went through when they came home? It was not like big parades and
right.
stuff as it is now.
Good point. Now these men were not welcomed home. Yeah, they were treated very badly, RC.
They were shunned by society.
Well, no wonder they're all sitting out there with signs saying I'm hungry.
They say welcome home. Have you ever been to a veterans hospital? Have you ever met a Vietnam veteran?
Yes, we did on a field trip last year. We went down and looked at the guys.
You don't know these people on a day-to-day basis. You do not know what they go through.
What these men go through. Now let me ask you something, RC, okay? And you're upsetting this young lady, okay?
Field trip last year, and we saw some vets that had the drip, and they were telling us...
I'm not interested in that. I'm talking to you about this man who you roughed up. Suppose that guy was a Vietnam veteran, okay?
We asked him, and he said he was, and I can tell he was lying. You know why?
How?
Because I've got the eye
for
it.
Do you have a lie detector? Did you hook him up to it? Did you give him a lie detector drug or anything?
Because
how do you know by talking to someone? How do I know that you're not lying about... thing, trying to go in the war. How do I know that this was not just basically a hate crime because he was homeless?
Oh, it's not a hate crime because the guy wasn't a Negro. And the other thing is...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude.
No, wait a minute. The lady asked me how I knew.
You are so close-minded. I would not want to be for my country. I would not want to be in the same vicinity as you. I am surprised that you weren't even allowed to go to the cadet school because you have no knowledge of any military. You have... Yep. Of what they go through. You have no knowledge.
Can I tell you something? Even though you think that way about me.
You have no knowledge of any human rights.
Even though you think that way about me, I'd eat my own guts to defend you and the country you live in.
I am defending myself against you.
What are you talking about?
Against you.
I didn't take your peg leg.
Look, RC, even if the man was not a Vietnam veteran, to take his leg, to play baseball with it, to leave a man who has one limb laying in the street... cannot possibly be anything that enhances your humanity. And you know, one thing about an American military guy that makes him different from the other military in the world is we try to promote the humanity of our fighting men and women so that they go over, they do the job, but they don't glory in it, they don't revel in it. They do it because they're doing it for their country and they come home.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you taking a guy's leg and batting a freaking golf ball with it.
Mr. Henry, I understand this young lady and I honor her father for his service to our country. I was defending her dad against
a veteran, and he just had his leg chopped off, and he was rolling down the road, and he was wearing a Vietnam veteran's hat, and you didn't think he was a Vietnam veteran. You would take my father's leg, and you would play football with
him. Are you trying to tell me your dad being a... Are you telling me that your dad being a Vietnam veteran and be rolling down the road?
Human rights.
Ma'am,
human rights. You may have taken an oath to defend the country and defend the people, but you do not know anything about human rights. Basic human rights.
Your dad wouldn't be going down the road on a pallet board. Are you kidding me?
How do you know that anyone, whether they have been concentrated or not, if they went and lost all their money, whether they were concentrated or not, then they would be a homeless veteran. You don't know
what I'm talking about.
Guys are homeless because there's mental problems, because they have...
You're talking about the schizophrenia, I know. But then
There's not just schizophrenia. There's neuropathy. There's PTSD. There's flashbacks. There's so much more that comes
with PTSD. What's that?
There's Agent Orange. There are things that you cannot diagnose until years later.
I read where Agent Orange is all made up.
All right,
Summer,
you're making very good points, and your points have not been lost. I know that you're getting frustrated.
Mr. Henry, I want to say to this young lady, God bless her and her father. I didn't mean to get her upset,
But there's just some things that outrage me. A guy with a peg leg, and he don't even have the decency to say it's wooden.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And you can ask him about it. They won't even know.
All right. R.C. Collins joins me, a young man who is a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. He and three other members of his cadet class encountered a homeless man on a street corner in Pasadena, California, following a formal dance that the three students had been to with their dates. This man had a sign that said, Vietnam veteran, hungry and homeless. You admit, Mr. Collins, to going up to the guy and, quote, roughing him up. Who pushed him off of his chair?
I did. And that's when Sorensen grabbed his sign and flung it. And then Sorensen grabbed the leg while the other guys held him down.
And you guys are proud of this?
Mr. Henry, as I said to the young lady, the military of America has been maligned and has been made to look bad by people. And now I'm supposed to feel sorry and shed those big Cry Me a River tears for some dude sitting there saying he's a Vietnam veteran and he don't have any proof of it. And that girl who I talked to,
well, that girl has a lot of information that you don't. Her father is a Vietnam veteran. He goes to the VA. He is treated for a variety of maladies that have disabled him. She understands the diseases. She talked about...
Well, she's talking about Agent Orange, which, you know, it's kind of... You can go both ways on that one, whether it's real or not. And
Agent Orange is real, man. If you don't know that, okay...
Well, man, excuse me for being disrespectful, sir, but I really don't respond to... You know, dude or man, I mean, you can call me Cadet Collins if you want.
All right, Cadet Collins, walking up to any man, whether he's a Vietnam veteran or not, and pushing him over and taking his prosthetic leg.
The guy's got a peg leg. It's the stupidest thing you ever saw. Nobody in the VA would give you a wooden leg to go hobbling around on like you're in some Popeye cartoon. And the other thing that I did, I told the guy that if he was a Vietnam veteran, I said, name a battle you were in, and he couldn't. What about that?
Because a lot of those guys weren't in major battles, man. They were in, like, small fights here, there, everywhere. They can't tell you exactly where they were. What do you mean major?
He didn't know about Hawaii City. He didn't know about Da Nang. He didn't know about none of that.
Oh, I bet you if he's a Vietnam veteran, he probably knew about it. It didn't mean he had to fight there.
Well, look at you. You're all, you know, you got all the answers, huh?
I bet you I know the history of that war a lot better than you. 1-800-4...
I doubt it, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Travis. Travis, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Yeah, this is Travis in Phoenix. Hey, first of all, this kid, he doesn't even have... He has no reason to even be outraged. He's a junior in high school. He hasn't even experienced life yet.
I'm an American citizen. What are you?
I'm an American citizen also,
okay,
kid, and I also served in the Air Force.
Looking at some guy who says he's a Vietnam veteran, and he probably
served
is.
In the military. You know what the military teaches you? Respect humanity, not to go out and destroy it. It gives you the tools to try and not be homeless, not to go and beat up the homeless.
Exactly, so there ain't no homeless guy who's a Vietnam vet. See, you don't even know what you're saying.
I know exactly what I'm saying. Why would you beat up a man just because he's sitting on the side of the road? And first of all, you know,
I beat him up
because
he was sitting on the side of the road.
I
beat him up because he said he's a Vietnam veteran, and there's a million guys out there calling themselves Vietnam veterans. Yeah, maybe he wasn't, and maybe he wasn't.
You're a junior in high school.
I don't care.
You haven't even experienced life, and God forbid you've got to actually experience a war. I've got friends who came back from Iraq.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I'll tell you right now, you don't even know what it's like to deal with stuff like that.
Well, do you? Do you?
No, I didn't see combat, but I was in the first Iraq war. Which is a lot better than I can say for you.
Well,
you're a cadet who went out for a good time
so,
and beat up a guy, and now is trying to say that you're doing it because you're defending the military. You don't even know about the military. You're in high school. I don't care if you're a cadet.
I don't care. I'm an American citizen, and I don't like to see some guy say
you
actually, veteran,
when
and
you
then
actually,
he's not.
All right, look, R.C., I'm going to try to give you a little respect here because you're a kid. When you actually get out into the real world and mommy and daddy aren't paying for you to go to school,
Who paid for you to go to school? I paid for myself to go to school. You didn't pay
myself.
Oh, you paid your way through high school.
I paid my way through college, and I paid my way through tech school.
I'm in high school.
Afterwards, after college. I know you're in high school, which is why you have nothing to say. You really can't say. You've never been to a war. so stop.
Neither of you. Yep.
The guy was over the Iraq War and the Gulf War.
I was in the first Iraq War. I didn't see combat, but I was in the first Iraq War. I joined during a war.
Well, what were you doing? Just sitting around?
Well, what difference does it make what he was doing?
I was inspecting aircraft parts for support of the war.
Yo, I bet you were inspecting.
I do non-destructive testing. I still do it to this day. I did it at Field Air Force Base in support of the U-2 spy plane.
Means is you were stirring the chili.
Okay. You want respect.
That means that I supported the people that were flying missions to do spy missions.
Right. You were chili.
Do you understand what you're doing now? You're a cadet in high school who's professing to know everything about life when really you're nothing but an 18-year-old kid who beat up a man for no reason.
If I was 18,
You're trying to put a moral issue in front of what you did. Why don't you just admit it was wrong and move on with your life? You'd be a better man.
I do that.
Right now, all you are is a punk kid who beat up a one-legged kid with three of his friends.
Am I 18? If I'm 18, that makes me a man. If I'm 17, I'm a kid.
Okay, you're 17. Well, you're a junior in high school. I don't care what you are. You haven't grown up. You haven't seen anything yet.
Let me ask you something.
The military and trying to put a bad face on it, saying you're trying to you beat up a man because you're defending the military. You don't even know what it is to be in the military.
Okay, let me ask you something. You were in the Air Force. You were support. How many pounds of beef can you put in one of them steel vats?
Okay, you still on this chili stirrer thing? The man told you what he did.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you were working in the mess.
That's what people do with no knowledge of what they really want to talk about when they're ignorant. They revert back to some stupid
RC,
little comment.
Let me ask you a question here, RC, so we can cut right through it, okay?
Well, Mr. Andy, I don't see how you really have any part in this conversation on account of you don't have anything to do with the military.
First of all, you asked to be on this radio show to voice your opinion, and you're sounding like a jerk.
He's
letting you do it.
Let me ask you something. Do you still wear
You're in his forum. What do you mean he has nothing to do with it?
He's not in the military. Mr. Henry has never worn a uniform.
I support the military, but this is my show, number one. I'll say what goes here, okay? Number two.
Why don't you ask this man, Mr. Henry, then, if he still wears his hairnet?
What is that supposed to mean? This guy was working on aircraft, not stirring beef into a chili pot.
Still working on aircraft in support of the war today.
I'm going to ask this question so we can cut through it. Are you saying, RC, that the sight of a man impersonating as a combat veteran angers you?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying for 40 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. And I think that would anger anybody, especially when he's trying to enhance himself. But,
well, thank you, because...
But, did you make any effort at finding out whether or not it was true?
I already told you. No Vietnam veteran, what's been in combat, is going to make a boob out of himself sitting on a corner panhandling like some rummy.
Have you ever seen a Vietnam vet who's a heroin? Who started doing heroin in Vietnam, came home, and is still a heroin addict, and they are homeless on the side of the road.
He went to the VA and got methadone.
Oh, brother.
You are ridiculous, kid. You need to grow up and really research what you're talking about before you go on the radio.
It really kills me that a guy can pretend he's a combat veteran, and all you military guys call in and defend him, and here I am, all I want is to walk in your footsteps, and you guys are all dumping on me with a pound of diarrhea. What's
because
that about?
You don't know what you're talking about, kid. You're just a kid. And I hope you grow up and see the light, man, because
you can't shut me up just by calling me a kid. You got to give me answers.
I'm not going to try to shut you up.
We gave you real answers, man. We told you that there's a lot of Vietnam veterans, but there are many men who are combat veterans who lost their way in life, who lost contact with the VA, who don't take their medicine. You know, a schizophrenic who doesn't take his medicine, that dude doesn't know where he is.
Then how does he know he's a NAM veteran? See, I keep coming back to that point. I keep sticking you guys with that, and you guys keep backing into it.
Oh, will you come on, man?
Schizophrenia doesn't mean you forgot about your whole life. You just forget where your life is going.
Why don't you take your chili and stick it up left?
Hey, kid, you need to go. You actually grow up, I've had enough of this guy.
No kidding. Thank you, Travis, very much
for having
your call,
me
sir.
On.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. You respect the military, huh?
Very much, sir.
Then have a little respect for the guys that are actually in it.
How do I know that guy was in the Air Force?
Let me ask you something. Do you think a guy would say he was in the Air Force, and if he was kidding about it or if he didn't mean it, wouldn't he give himself a better job than be in support? In other words, that guy admitted he wasn't in combat.
Well, you got a point.
Yeah, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. This young man, R.C. Collins, he and three cadet friends, quote, roughed up some homeless guy on the streets the other night who had a sign said Vietnam veteran hungry and homeless. They roughed him up because they don't believe he was a Vietnam vet. They actually took this man's prosthetic leg and began playing baseball with it, hitting golf balls, rocks, things that they found. In one point, the police said that they found what was commonly referred to as a Super Bowl and hit it onto the Ventura Freeway. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with a young junior cadet from a place called Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. He and three friends allegedly assaulted a homeless man who had a sign that said Vietnam veteran, homeless and hungry. They did not believe he was a Vietnam veteran. After pushing him onto the street, throwing his sign away, they took this prosthetic leg. You were asked, Mr. Collins, by the commandant, I believe, the directors of the school, to replace that man's prosthetic leg.
That is correct, yes, sir.
What did you respond to them? Because it was pretty smart-ass, wasn't it?
No, sir, I don't believe it was smart-ass at all. I mean, they told us to replace the man's leg, and I said, well, let him whittle another one. And they considered that to be a smart-ass response. But if you saw this guy's leg, it looked like he'd sat down on a stool and whittled it out of a tree. And so, and that's what I also said to Commandant Wehrman. How can you be a Vietnam veteran and look like you're wearing a peg leg that got whittled?
So you told them, why doesn't he sit down and whittle himself another one?
Well, sir,
that's what you told them?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
I got one question for this kid, and I want to know if he understands what the word assume means. Because it's obvious he assumed
Look,
that the
there's
guy
some
was...
certain things that you just know. I don't have to know that the sun... I've never been burned by the sun because I ain't been on it, but I know it rises every day.
Well, I learned a long time ago.
I got cadet eye.
When you start assuming things, you're making an ass out of you and me and everybody else that's ever worn a military
uniform. How am I making an ass out of you?
Yeah, you made an ass out of you, me, and everybody else that's ever served in the military.
How did I make an ass out of you?
Because you assumed. You don't know if this guy's military.
Wait a minute.
You don't know if he's retired.
How did I make
you know anything?
What do you got to do with it?
Look, kid, you don't know jack.
See, you said I make an ass out of you, and you still can't tell me what you got to do with it. Why don't you sit down and whittle a guy a leg?
Why don't you listen to what the guy's saying?
He's got nothing to say. I care about this country. I don't want to see it happen in America, what's happening in Paris right now, with all those rioting people, you know, grabbing their crotch and looking at the cops and stuff.
Yeah, and you said you were an American citizen.
That's right.
You're going to a military school, and you're a disgrace, man.
You know what?
How can you consider yourself an American citizen where you're going to walk up to somebody and push them down?
Nothing you haven't done after a few bottles of old granddad.
All right, look, let's move on. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Julia.
Yeah, that guy sucked, huh, Mr. Henry?
I'll decide whether they do or not. Julia, go ahead.
Yes, I am a disabled veteran. I was in the Navy Seabees. I had something dropped on me, so... I think
somebody dropped a crate of stuff on you?
Well, yes.
Was it on a parachute, like what happened to Rod Serling's friend?
Let the lady finish.
The young man is way offbeat. Way offbeat. The point of the matter is not whether this gentleman was a Vietnam veteran or not. He was an ambassador. When he was in his uniform, an ambassador of the school, of being a cadet, of an American citizen, and hopefully it never happens, but a member of the military.
The homeless guy wasn't a
cadet. And when he represented himself and his school in that manner, he needs to go somewhere else where they educate, or at least try to educate, morons.
Hey, have you seen the police brutality, what's going on in France?
Well, can we stick to the subject?
Last time I looked, we were not in France.
But the police
brutality
of the France.
And you represented yourself very poorly.
I represent Canada who, ma'am? This guy's some guy. This guy's a peg leg with a whole phony agenda.
Oh, and your agenda was better?
My agenda is defend America against guys who want to run around and say they're Vietnam vets. Why? I'll tell you why. Because they want to get poontang. And I'm not about to let it happen.
Oh, come on, you idiot.
An executioner.
What?
Who made you the judge and executioner?
Ma'am, I'm a member of the United States of America. And if people don't stand up, then who will? Dogs can't stand up. Cats can't stand up. It's got to be a people.
Well, you know what?
All right, I got to break. Hold on. I got to break. 1-800. What a moron. Dogs can't stand up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Everybody, this is R.C. Collins, and you don't have to like me or anything, but I want you to go to the Phil Hendry Show website, www.philhendryshow.com, and buy the R.C. Collins hat and shirt and bag. Again, that's the hat, the shirt, and the bag. Buy them. Buy them and then go on a trip wearing them. This is your order from Bradley Military Academy and me, R.C. Collins, which stands for Richard Coon Collins.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.